This is the reading for November 17th. Amos chapter 1. These are the words of Amos, one of the shepherds from the town of Tekoa. He saw this vision about Israel 2 years before the earthquake. It was at the time Uzziah was king of Judah and Jeroboam son of Jehoash was king of Israel. Amos said, "The Lord will roar from Jerusalem. He will send his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds will become dry, and even the top of Mount Carmel will dry up." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Damascus I will punish them. They drove over the people of Gilead with threshing boards that had iron teeth. So I will send fire upon the house of Hazael that will destroy the strong towers of Ben-Hadad. I will break down the bar of the gate to Damascus and destroy the king who is in the valley of Avon, as well as the leader of Beth-Eden. The people of Aram will be taken captive to the country of Kir, says the Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Gaza I will punish them. They sold all the people of one area as slaves to Edom. So I will send a fire on the walls of Gaza that will destroy the city's strong buildings. I will destroy the king of the city of Ashdod, as well as the leader of Ashkelon. Then I will turn against the people of the city of Ekron, and the last of the Philistines will die, says the Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Tyre I will punish them. They sold all the people of one area as slaves to Edom, and they forgot the agreement among relatives they had made with Israel. So I will send fire on the walls of Tyre that will destroy the city's strong buildings." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Edom I will punish them. They hunted down their relatives, the Israelites, with the sword, showing them no mercy. They were angry all the time and kept on being very angry. So I will send fire on the city of Teman that will even destroy the strong buildings of Bozrah." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Ammon I will punish them. They ripped open the pregnant women in Gilead so they could take over that land and make their own country larger. So I will send fire on the city wall of Rabbah that will destroy its strong buildings. It will come during a day of battle, during a stormy day with strong winds. Then their king and leaders will be taken captive. They will all be taken away together, says the Lord." Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Moab I will punish them. They burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. So I will send fire on Moab that will destroy the strong buildings of the city of Kiriath. The people of Moab will die in a great noise in the middle of the sounds of war and trumpets. So I will bring an end to the king of Moab, and I will kill all its leaders with him, says the Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Judah I will punish them. They rejected the teachings of the Lord and did not keep his commands. They followed the same gods as their ancestors had followed. So I will send fire on Judah, and it will destroy the strong buildings of Jerusalem." This is what the Lord says, "For the many crimes of Israel I will punish them. For silver they sell people who have done nothing wrong. They sell the poor to buy a pair of sandals. They walk on poor people as if they were dirt, and they refuse to be fair to those who are suffering. Fathers and sons have sexual relations with the same woman, and so they ruin my holy name. As they worship at their altars, they lie down on clothes taken from the poor. They fine people, and with that money they buy wine to drink in the house of their God. But it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were tall like cedar trees and as strong as oaks. I destroyed them completely. It was I who brought you from the land of Egypt and led you for 40 years through the desert so I could give you the land of the Amorites. I made some of your children to be prophets and some of your young people to be Nazarites. People of Israel, isn't this true, says the Lord? But you made the Nazarites drink wine and told the prophets not to prophesy. Now I will make you get stuck as a wagon loaded with grain gets stuck. No one will escape, not even the fastest runner. Strong people will not be strong enough. Warriors will not be able to save themselves. Soldiers with bows and arrows will not stand and fight, and even fast runners will not get away. Soldiers on horses will not escape alive. At that time, even the bravest warriors will run away without their armor, says the Lord.
Chapter 4. The Spirit says clearly that in later times, some believers will desert the Christian faith. They will follow spirits that deceive, and they will believe the teachings of demons. These people will speak lies disguised as truth. Their consciences have been scarred as if branded by red-hot iron. They will try to stop others from getting married and from eating certain foods. God created food to be received with prayers of thanks by those who believe and know the truth. Everything God created is good. Nothing should be rejected if it is received with prayers of thanks. The Word of God and prayer set it apart as holy. You are a good servant of Christ Jesus when you point these things out to our brothers and sisters. Then you will be nourished by the words of the Christian faith and the excellent teachings which you have followed closely. Don't have anything to do with godless myths that old women like to tell. Rather, train yourselves to live a godly life. Training the body helps a little, but godly living helps in every way. Godly living has the promise of life now and in the world to come. This is a statement that can be trusted and deserves complete acceptance. Certainly, we work hard and struggle to live a godly life because we place our confidence in the living God. He is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Insist on these things and teach them. Don't let anyone look down on you for being young. Instead, make your speech, behavior, love, faith, and purity an example for other believers. Until I get there, concentrate on reading Scripture and worship, giving encouraging messages, and teaching people. Don't neglect the gift which you receive through prophecy when the spiritual leaders place their hands on you to ordain you. Practice these things. Devote your life to them so that everyone can see your progress. Focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I've told you. If you do this, you will save yourself and those who hear you.